That was a crazy game, man. Crazy game.
What was crazy about it?
It was just action packed. You know what I mean? People were chest bumping. People were high fiving.
Yeah.
Banging on the glass. Chiefs Kingdom was in attendance and they were going crazy.
There were some people in attendance.
Welcome back to New Heights, ladies and gentlemen, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by the drink that is so good. It's the only thing I can actually keep in my refrigerator, and that's because they keep my fridge stocked. That's Accelerator Active Energy Drink, ladies and gentlemen. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Kelce. This is my big brother, Jason Kelce, out of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. New episodes drop every single Wednesday during the NFL season. Subscribe on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with 1S. Jason, why don't you tell the people what we got coming up?
All righty, no surprises here. This might be an all-timer of an episode.
I wonder why.
We're going to get to both of our week three huge wins, answer some of your not dumb questions as always, and talk about the biggest stories happening around the league, including the entire country losing their mind over somebody trying to give somebody a friendship bracelet or something like that.
That sounds whack.
But first, as always, new news.
Coming in hot. Right now, we know there's probably a lot of new viewers to this episode. You know, some crazy stuff went on over the weekend. So let's get right to the biggest new news that we can think of. And right into it. Why not? Someone gave Jason a spork. That's right. It's been, what, 30 years?
Oh, a little misdirection. All right.
Yeah. A little 30 years since you've touched a spork. Nobody gave you a spork after that incident at preschool. That was like the note that every school you went to from that point on was like, all right, listen, he's a little wild. Do not hand him a spork.
Permanent record. No sporks.
After we told the story about Jason getting kicked out of preschool on the Kylie episode for stabbing one of his classmates in the head with a spork, his local police department just thought it was a good idea to give him another one. You know, just yep. it's like mace for you now. You can just have that thing in your back pocket and you just stab anybody that attacks you.
I've been training with them forever. In that photo, you see obviously some police officers, but a good friend of mine and somebody that I do business with, Steve Vidian at Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Okay, Steve.
He and I decided to purchase a canine dog for the local Haverford Police Department.
Nice.
Or it might be Havertown, but either way, one of the police officers, when I was shaking their hands and everything, getting ready to do photo ops and whatnot, he's like, hey, I got something for you. And I said, what's that? And he said, you just got to promise me you don't tell your dad. And then he handed me the sport. He's like, I don't want to get in trouble.
Who's the village idiot?
Yeah, who's the village idiot giving this kid a sport? But not all in good fun. Apparently, he or his daughter apparently is a 92%er.
You!
That got the spork delivered. It was an awesome day, though. Canine Winnie out there. So if you're got some narcotics in the Haverford township, look out. Winnie's on the hunt.
Well played. Is this our new thing this season? Instead of signing babies, fans just bring us sporks and chairs.
I guess it's pretty cool. There's been a lot more references from the podcast. A lot more people. Either talking about no-dumb questions, new news.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been a lot more mainstream for some reason this year.
Did you purposely hold that spork like that in the picture that
I did. Yeah. I was
Caitlin
like, oh, man.
Hagen posted?
After we were doing the picture, I had to whip it out. I was like, all right, if this guy just gave me a spork, it's got to be in the photo.
This thing.
Little Easter egg for anybody looking at it.
Don't be fucking with me, man. got my shank on me. Shout out to the Havertown or Haverford Police Department.
I think it's Kylie.
I mean, it's just what you guys did. That's all.
Well, it's Haverford Township, and then there's Havertown. Sorry. Why it is singing and dancing. New Heights reaches New Heights. Another piece of huge news. The New Heights YouTube channel has officially broken the 1 million subscriber mark. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Two commas. We're officially two commas in the New Heights Show YouTube channel.
Seven digits.
Thank you to all of you 92%ers out there and all the new 92%ers who have recently subscribed. Tell everyone you know. I don't know why you guys watch, but thank you for watching.
Don't know why. Don't know how you got here, but
cheers.
Cheers. And last bit of new news we have here. We have a special announcement, the 92 Percenters. This Friday, we're dropping another bonus episode of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Starring the one and the only Stone Cold motherfucking Jones. Chris Jones, baby. 9-5 is going to be in the house. We're going to be chopping it up with him a little bit, talking the start of the season. And make sure you tune in Friday to our YouTube channel or listen to wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm telling you what, you don't want to miss this one. Chris is every bit of a character as anybody we've ever had on this show. And we've had quite the talent coming through. And I can't wait for you guys to listen to this one.
That's right. And in honor of our millionth subscriber, we're bringing on a guy who just, he's all about the millions, baby.
All about the millies, baby.
You know what I'm saying? A milli, a milli, a milli, a milli. All right, and let's get to some bold topics. Starting off with both of our games. Trav, let's not put this off any longer. Let's start things off with the game that the whole world was watching that broke the internet. The Eagles-Bucks on Monday Night Football.
Oh, another pump fake. These 92%ers are getting sick of us. Eagles 25, Bucks 11 in a rainy second half. Was it raining the whole game?
It was not. It was off and on all game.
Man, that was it started coming down real aggressive. But initial thoughts on the game, what are you thinking?
I mean, you know, obviously incredible performance by our defense. I mean, it felt like we were on the field the entire game. I was completely exhausted following the game. We ran the ball a lot, and the defense kept getting us the ball back. So, you know, I think our offense, again, I think we showed improvement, had a lot more consistent drives. We got to do a little bit better job in the red zone of finishing some of these long drives off in the end zone. But overall, really complete game. I think it's probably our best game to date.
Yeah.
Also against a team and a coach and Todd Bowles that, you know, we've lost the last two, in particular, playoff game 2 years ago again. So it felt good to go out there and get a win for sure.
Yeah. I mean, their defense is stacked. Offensively, I mean, Baker's got that thing rolling, man. I know 11 points doesn't show a lot, but that they are, you know, they're capable of putting up a lot of points.
For sure.
Personally, big fan of the tight end they got over there, Cade Otton, man. The dude is he does the Neanderthal what's his name? No gloves, baby.
Come on, man. You got to have gloves.
Dallas Clark, baby. This guy's got no gloves out there. He's just thugging it like a OG back in the day.
There's a certain amount of respect you have, but like, why are you putting yourself at a disadvantage? It's so much easier to catch with gloves. Like, just wear the gloves, man. It's so much better.
It can be too sticky, man. Too much sauce.
The one, I mean, in a rain game, that is the one time where sometimes it does make sense to take them gloves off.
I don't even like the rain gloves.
The rain gloves, not a fan.
Yeah. But either way, though, man, I think you guys showed out. You know, any of those night games, they're fun to be a part of, man.
For sure.
Especially when, you know what I mean, you're getting these opportunities week in, week out to keep getting better as a team. You keep getting put on the front stage or the big stage.
Yeah, I mean, we only have one 1 o'clock game all year, and it's actually this next week against the Commanders. Every single other game is either prime time or 4 o'clock slotted. So, you know, we're a lot of the night games or more of the prime time games this year. Especially with how last season went for us.
Not right now.
Everybody's watching.
Everybody's watching. As you're walking off the field, man, you hear those Kelce chants. Birds were down there in Florida, man.
Yeah, I appreciated every single one of them. They made us, every time we play in Florida, LA, Arizona, any of these warm places, the Eagles fans that are there show up. The Eagles like fans vacation. That are in Philadelphia are like, hey, this is a free vacation. I'm going to vacation and watching the birds, baby. So they show up. Eagles fans travel so well, and they made it known right from the hotel and how they were cheering us on the entire Sunday night and Monday morning before the game. And then all in the stadium, you know, there was a lot of big moments in the game where you could tell that the Eagles contingency was loud and proud.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the game when they were chanting my name, though, I'm not going to lie, I was way too tired to even like
entertain.
Yeah, I was like, I appreciate what you guys are doing right now.
Thanks, guys. But
that was a bloodbath out there.
There were a few drives where they showed you afterwards and you were just sitting there just exhausted, not entertaining anything, anybody coming up to you saying anything. You just get so tired that you just black out and you're just in your own misery.
Yeah, I mean it was Florida. I mean, even it was, luckily it was at night, because I mean it was 80 and humid as all get out.
Oh, yeah.
it would have been worse if it was in the middle of the day. So like we were talking about, we were on the field a lot. We were running the ball, which is always good, but takes that energy out of you.
DeAndre Swift, man, he's fun to fucking watch.
Dude, he's been having a hell of a year so far.
Especially running behind them big hogs y'all boys got over there.
He just makes guys miss, though. He's making yards after the first contact, and that's what you want.
Hell yeah. You get a guy like that, you're stealing.
You know, we're going to be able to get a hat on a hat, but there's always going to be one guy, and that's who the running back's got to try and find his way through. There's just so many times from the Minnesota game to last night that he's been making carries longer than what we're giving him.
Yeah, he's extending plays, yeah.
He's going above and beyond what we're providing for him. And I think he's running. He's hungry, man. You see it in the way he's moving. You see it in the way he's running. His aggression. He's excited. He's happy. And he's rolling right now, man. He's balling out. Happy for him.
The entire offense is balling right now. Everybody's getting a piece of the puzzle. Yeah, since we're talking offense, Jalen Hurts rushing TD was the 29th in his career, the most rushing TDs by an NFL quarterback in his first 50 games. That's like a LeBron stat right there. Just fucking pull some random shit out. It's like, first 50 games, he's the fastest. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just like, that's a record. Put it down. He's got it. Nonetheless, it is impressive, though, man. Hurts, I guess he had the flu going into it, or he's a little under the weather and ended up with 277, a touchdown rushing, a touchdown passing, and two INTs in the rain there.
Yeah, I mean, I actually didn't even know that he was sick going into it. I feel like the whole team kind of has a little bit of a bug going around right now. It feels like there's been a few guys that have been under the weather. If Jalen was sick, it wasn't affecting his game, I guess.
It said he had reportedly had flu-like symptoms, which is kind of – he's a Jordan athlete. So it's like, did he wear Jordan 12s? Did he have Jordan 12s on? I think he might have.
I'm not going to lie. I could not – you could show me a picture of a bunch of Jordans. No chance I could tell you if he had Jordan 12s on.
He could have had the flu game. All right. Well, I'll have to, you know, go back and look at that one. Another big part of the storyline of the game was that Eagles defense, man. Your defensive line, man. Them Philly dogs, those dudes are fucking big.
They're rolling.
Jalen Carter alone in the first half had a half a sack, two QB hits, two total tackles, and a forced fumble. You don't see a lot of D linemen going for the ball like that, man. That's some impressive shit. That's some impressive shit.
Especially for a young cat. I mean, rookie, he's been so lights out for a first-year player. You know, you just don't see that often out of defensive linemen to come in right from the get-go and to be able to produce at the level that he's been producing at. So it's a credit to that whole room. You know, I mean, there's so many horses up front that, you know, it makes it easier when you got that many guys. You can't just get singled on. And, you know, he's standing out. That's for dang sure. I mean, we knew it coming out of training camp. He was going to be good. And it is only exceeded, I think, expectations.
What do you think makes this entire defense different from the years past?
You know, I don't know. We've always had good fronts. You know, Howie Roseman has always invested in defensive linemen. The Eagles have always made it a point to have good offensive linemen and defensive linemen. So
line of scrimmage, baby.
Yeah, you know, we're always going to invest in that area. And again, we have a great defensive line. I think, you know, Sean Desai. We have a lot of new pieces and. At some new pieces in the secondary and at linebacker. You know, I think Sean Desai, the defensive coordinator, has really got all those guys rolling right now. And we've had some injuries and, you know, guys have been in and out. And, you know, we had James Bradbury playing nickel a little bit last night, which is a little bit new. You know, he's just got them all clicking right now, especially with how they played last night against Tampa Bay. It really seems like they're finding their identity, who they are, what they like to do. I mean, they were all over that line of scrimmage last night.
All over it. Speaking of all over it, the safety by Nicholas Morrow.
Yeah.
The entire, the Bucs offensive line went backwards right there. And that's like the last thing you need as a running back.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a blitz call or if they were just that aggressive.
Or if he just shot the gun and was just hungry to get.
It was a quick decision. That's
fucking good ball, man.
Yeah.
That was a lecture. That was a big time play for you guys, man. Anytime you get a safety, man, it's just like.
Is there a more electric feeling than a safety?
Oh, we get points and the ball? Are you kidding me?
It's the best. Fuck. Unless it happens to you, then it's the worst.
Yeah, it's a fucking dagger in the back. Fuck. Let's go D. Come on, defense. we did see on display that I don't think it gets talked about enough, even though it's talked about every single day, the 92% play. It's still, it's unbelievable, man. I mean, the like you guys get third and short, fourth and short, and it's just, you know.
Strap it up.
It's the most unstoppable play in the history. There was a viral tweet going around where people were pitching ideas on how to possibly stop the Eagles sneak. Number one being E. Diddy, 1979. Just have Jason Kelsey retire for once. You know, finally get him the fuck out of here. That's not stopping.
Still got Jeff Stoutland. He's going to be able to coach it up, baby.
Organized mass.
Organized mass.
Ms. Lil Shadow, just lay down on top of each other in front of them to create a wall. Yeah.
I mean, that's essentially what they're trying
Sounds
to do.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Got to do it, though. Easier said than done. And I may be Chase wrote, go get this man with a gif of Bobby Boucher.
Hey, yo. Gatorade.
The one bar, too. He has to come in with the one bar. You have to come in with the one bar. Water.
H2O. That's another movie we should have named last week with the quotable movies. Gosh.
It's me. Your daddy. Eagles end up with 472 yards of offense. Dear God. 201 of those yards being rushing. You guys are getting behind them big dogs, man. God, them hogs. Hogs up front, baby. You win at the line of scrimmage, you win a football game. One of the most electric plays by DeAndre Swift was that hurdle. They get to the second level and you just send it. You just know guys are you're making everybody miss so much that guys are just shooting their shot, just like going at the legs, going at the knees, and sometimes you just gotta take off, man. You gotta go up. I didn't have an opportunity in my game to do it. I know I was talking about doing it.
But we've talked about you're retired from going up, right?
Because the last time you did, he almost broke your neck. Dad wants me to retire. I don't. That's always in the back pocket. You know what I mean?
It's always there. It's always
Flight
an option.
87 is always. How do you know?
So this is always blown like. When you make the decision to hurdle, you made it before the posture of the defender? Nope. Are you just like, I know this guy's about
instinct,
to go low.
It's a feel.
But are you reading something before you hurdle? Or is it just like, I just know this guy's going to go low. I'm going to jump over this motherfucker.
I'm just doing it. It has nothing to do with the guy in front of me. I'm just doing it.
Just like, we're going to go for it.
Just right now. All right, lift
Pull
off.
The
here
parachute.
We go. Exactly. There's no like... premeditated thought like, all right, when I get this ball, I'm gonna hurdle this defender. Like, it's just like, it's in you,
dude. Do you remember who the best hurdler that I ever saw play the game? Do you remember who this is?
You're talking about the white running back from Texas?
No, from Rutgers.
No,
Brian Leonard. His nickname was the Leonard Leap.
Oh, bro, my gosh. I remember this?
Dude, he was there with Ray Rice.
As soon as you said that,
he got overshadowed when Ray Rice was at Rutgers, because he ended up taking the bulk of the carries later in the career because he's a better player. But Brian Leonard, the Leonard Leap, he used to just jump over people nonstop. I mean, it was like his thing. He just like was either running you over or jumping over you.
That's a pretty good combo. That's a pretty damn good combo.
If we can show these clips, Brandon, we need to get some Leonard Leap on this show.
Not right now.
I don't know if we can do it on this one or the next one. I don't know how that works, but we're still kind of new to the clips, but... there is nothing more exciting than a Leonard Leap highlight reel.
Eagles have won 20 of their last 21 regular season games started by Jalen Hurts. Since 2021, Hurts is a .758 winning percentage for all you stat nerds out there. That's 25-8 and leads all NFL QBs. That boy Cole.
He's won everywhere he's been. Like,
you ain't lying.
I know that, you know, there were ups and downs of his Alabama career and whatnot, but everywhere he's ever gone, there's one thing that has remained the same, and that's wins. And I think that it certainly has carried over, especially with Nick Sirianni and crew, coming over to Philadelphia. We've had a lot of success. He just makes everything so much easier. You know, he makes the run game easier, makes the pass game easier. You got to be accountable for the complete dynamic athlete that he is. I'm kind of preaching to the choir with what you guys got over there in Kansas City. But, you know, when you have a quarterback that can truly run, throw the ball, do all the read options and things like that, it presents a lot of things for a defense to try to defend. And, you know, it certainly opens things up for us. And makes the offense more dynamic. And I think everybody would agree that, you know, him being out there has impacts on everybody's success.
Can't deny that. But what you can deny is Scott Van Pelt, and that's fucking ridiculous.
I didn't even know.
The fact that you bailed on SVP
first of all, I'm going to put this on record.
I am so ashamed to be your brother right now, because
I'm just going to put this out there.
SVP is the fucking, he's the GOAT.
I love SVP. I did not know.
He's the best to ever do it.
Somebody made this decision for me. I did not say that I wasn't doing.
You know what it was? You had that face on you that was just like, don't fucking talk to me. And they were like, yeah, Jason doesn't want to do that. Do we give this some context? To those that don't know, SVP does the Monday Night Football show after show, pregame show after show. And he, I guess, wanted Jason to come on and chop it up with him. And he's in quotes saying, I think Jason had to get treatment, or he just wanted to save the content for his podcast. You selfish prick.
I will always give SVP content if a willing and willingly. Able. Yeah. I think what happened was I was so exhausted at the end of the game and the whole fourth quarter, you know, like when you're cramping, but you're not like fully locking up. It's just it's twitching.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah.
And like I went straight in and got an IV the moment I got into the locker room.
Ooh, you went IV.
I think I told everybody I was going in because I was cramping. And I think that's when
are
it
you
got,
on the hydration list now?
I guess. I don't know, dude. I'm not a big IV guy. I know a lot of guys like doing it.
Can't do them, dude. Keep them needles out of my veins, man.
I just think it kind of makes you feel bloated a little bit sometimes. So I definitely prefer not to do it. Dude, I used to do them early and I felt like I had like too much water in me.
Jason,
I don't need all this water.
You wake up bloated. Look at you.
Whoa.
You're the definition of bloated.
You're body shaming me now, Travis? What are you?
He talked to Fletcher Cox instead and it was awesome. So shout out to SVP.
Then it ended up better than it would have been with me because Fletcher's the man. So can't go wrong with the big Cox.
All right now.
Alrighty, before we keep going, we need to shout out our sponsor, Prize Picks.
Hey, all right now.
Prize Picks is a skill-based, real money, daily fantasy sports game.
It is a skill-based fantasy sports game.
Yeah.
Prize Picks is the most fun way, actually, to win money this football season. So much money. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry.
Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
And now for this portion of the ad read labeled personal experience to be read by talent outside of me and Jason, because we're active NFL players and cannot participate. But you know who can? Brandon, come on down.
Come on down, Brandon.
Finally, my time to shine.
Good to see you, Brandon. You're looking stunning today.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis.
How was your last weekend with Prize Picks? Did you kill it? You're still here.
I fucking crushed it. I'm not going to lie.
Nailed it?
There's a very easy cheat code. Just pick the Dolphins players. It's very easy.
Way to go. We're giving out good advice. Good job.
I'm not a professional, but hey, if you see a Dolphins player. All right. I'm going to do the picks for this week. You guys can't hear these. You can't hear these.
Make everybody some money, Brandon. Do us well. Do us fucking well.
All right, guys. Now that they're gone. Here's what we're going to do this week. I'm not kidding. If you see a Dolphins player, pick them. If you see Tyreek, if you see Tua, if you see, I don't know if Waddle's be back in the lineup, but if you see a Dolphins player and you see a more next to them, go ahead and hit that. Also, between you and me, the pick that did the best for me this week was when I heard some news about the Chiefs game and suddenly tried to break my phone hitting Travis Kelce's name. I would advise to do the same again this week. So if you see a Dolphins player, go for it. Travis Kelce, double down. I'm going to invite the guys back on because we're sick of hearing from me. Fellas.
Well, hopefully Brandon did you guys right this week. And if you want to get into daily fantasy this season, go to prizepicks.com/newheights and use the code New Heights for a first deposit match up to $100. That's right. That's not a bad little gig there.
That's prizepicks.com/New Heights. Code New Heights for daily fantasy sports made easy.
All right, now.
Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough decisions.
Yeah.
And the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or you're experiencing that thing where you're trying to fall asleep and your brain suddenly won't stop talking. Well, it turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk through them.
Yeah. And therapy gives you a place to do that. So you get out of your negative thought cycles and find maybe some new mental and emotional peace. If you're thinking of starting therapy, please give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost.
Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/newheights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/newheights. All righty, we need to shout out one of our sponsors, and that's Accelerator Active Energy.
You see us drinking it all the time.
Right now, I'm double fisting.
Ooh,
got a stacked on stack.
That boy is fucking dialed in right now.
Mango, cherry limeade, getting it all in.
I'm over here slapping this pop, rocket pop. You know what I'm saying? And if you've been looking for something with zero sugar, that gives you sustained energy, gets that metabolism going. That's critical right there. And gives you the enhanced focus you need to record a podcast. Boy, do we have the product for you. You got to check out Accelerator Active Energy Drink. Jason, how's that mango? How's that cherry limeade?
It's good. It's good. They're all good.
They all get
the job done.
Yes,
and more
do.
Importantly, they taste delicious. Accelerator Active Energy is available nationwide at Target, Hy-Vee, and Quick Trip.
All right, now.
Let's get to the Chiefs game, shall we?
Man, that was a crazy game, man. Crazy game.
What was crazy about it?
Ah, oh, man, it was just action-packed. You know what I mean?
It was action-packed. You guys put up a bunch of points.
People were screaming. People were chest bumping. People were high-fiving.
Yeah.
Banging on the glass. Just doing everything. It was wild, man. It was an exciting game. Chiefs Kingdom was in attendance, and they were going crazy.
There were some people in attendance. Let's start with the Chiefs portion of this first. Do you have any initial thoughts from the game that you want to talk about, or do you want to just get right into
why everybody's listening to this episode?
No. We don't got to talk.
There are Birds fans that wanted to hear your input on the game. You're right.
Well, what's your input on just what happened on the field? What did it feel? You guys won 41-10. It was a complete game.
We finally put a complete game together. Exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth, brother.
I think I might have sensed it coming.
Our defense is still playing lights out, flying around.
Yeah.
Got some turnovers for us in big time moments right before the half. We kind of throw, I think it was 10 points in the last like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So that was huge. And then just Pat Mahomes just dialing up and spreading the wealth, man, just finding guys all over the field. As an offense, I think it's so much harder for a defense to gauge what's going on if everybody's getting a piece of the pie.
Right.
You know, like if it's one guy the entire game, you know, that can kind of get predictable. You can do some things like double coverage or combo coverage to be able to, you know, slow that down. But when you don't know who the ball's going to and you got a lot of guys that can win in one-on-one situations or everybody's clicking, everybody's on the same page, I just think it presents so much more to the defense and is just that much harder, without a doubt.
Well, yeah, you're not lying. The offense was back in full season mode. You guys scored 37 points total in your first two games combined, come back against the Bears and put 41 up in a dominating performance. As you said, Pat spread the ball with throwing for over 272 and three touchdowns. And even though he was spreading the ball around, the Big Yeti ended up leading the team with 7 receptions for 69 yards and a touchdown.
Na 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 na. Hit the young jock on the head.
Your second touchdown of the season, third and goal. Pat throws a 3-yard pass to the back of the end zone. You come down with it.
It's going down in the trap.
Was there a conscious effort to get as many guys involved in the passing game?
I think that's every game. I think that's everything. I think that's our offense, man. Get everybody the ball. We got a lot of guys that can do some stuff with the ball in their hands, man.
Yeah. Is that Andy? Is that Matt? Is Pat really involved with that?
I think that's everybody. You know, I don't want to disclose, you know, what's been said in the building, you know, but I think it's a conscious effort to get everybody involved. That's for damn sure. We know we got a lot of talent.
across the board offensively. And a lot of young guys that are starting to emerge, if you've been watching the games, are starting to emerge in a lot of big time situations and making these plays.
Jalen Watson making some big plays. I mean, there's, all over the place.
Tay Watt had a few great catches.
What was also dominating was the rushing attack. You guys ended up with 152 yards rushing on the ground. Pacheco, 62 yards and a touchdown.
Okay, pop.
Edwards-Helaire, 55 yards and a touchdown.
Good brother Clyde.
And Jet gets two receiving touchdowns.
Jet McGinn. Damn, that room had four tutties.
How crazy is that?
Not right now.
What makes Jet so efficient around the like red zone area? Because I feel like he's always getting receiving touchdowns.
I'll tell you what, man. He's just got a knack for it, man. He's got a knack for the end zone. He finds ways to get open. I think he understands that there's a lot going on in the red zone in terms of our concepts and what we got, in terms of like the pass concepts and the receivers. And he knows he can get lost on a lot of it. And Pat knows that as well. So it looks like the entire room has a nose for the end zone if you're putting up four touchdowns in the running back room alone.
For sure.
And that just shows you. I mean, we got talent all across the board, man. When Pat's, finding everybody, I think that's when we're at our best.
Well, you guys are now 2-1 on the season, first place in the division. Do you feel like you guys have found your groove?
Oh, we're grooving, baby. Oh, yeah. We are grooving. It was a fun time this past Sunday. You could feel everybody clicking, everybody having a good time, kind of feeling the energy building the beast of, what this offense can be, knowing that our defense is playing absolutely lights out right now.
Big Red makes coaching history. With Chiefs over the Bears, Coach Andy Reid earned his 271st career victory. Coach Reid took sole possession of fourth place all time in the NFL coaching ranks, breaking a tie with the Dallas Cowboys legendary Hall of Famer Tom Landry.
Legend.
He now only trails Don Shula, Bill Belichick, and George Halas. Coach Reid now statistically on the Mount Rushmore of NFL head coaches. How is Big Red celebrating this milestone? I think we both know that.
A big
juicy
cheeseburger. All right. you might have added an extra patty on that thing for this one.
That's right. Getting all that ketchup up in that mustache.
I don't think this kind of stuff, at least he doesn't show it. It doesn't show that it means a lot. Clark Hunt, our owner, presented him with a game ball and congratulating him for moving up on the list. But he just said thanks and kept it moving and said, all right, let's keep this thing going.
Appreciate it.
On the right track. Yeah. So.
Got work to do. We got the Jets. Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts on the football portion?
I'm just looking at who's next on the coaches list, and
he's got a long way to go.
It's a lot of wins. Holy snikes! It's a lot of wins. George has 324, and that's the next. So Coach Reed's going to have to win every single game for the next 5 years. Got some work to do, Coach. Keep this thing moving, man. Do my best to get my guy up on that list as high as he can get.
All righty. We're here.
We're finally here, huh?
We've been avoiding this subject out of respect for your personal life. But now we got to talk about it.
Yeah. My personal life, that's not so personal. I did this to myself, Jason. I know this.
If anybody saw the scene that was created at Arrowhead, there is going to be, what is your life like right now?
I'm on the roller coaster.
Have you noticed
man.
A pickup in
the roller coaster of life?
Yeah.
I noticed some few things, paparazzi outside my house, like shit like that, for sure.
There's
yeah.
Paparazzi outside your house?
For sure. 100%. They all have British accents too. Or something European. What?
How do you know if they're paparazzi?
But they have a camera in their hands and they're screaming my name.
Oh, that's a dead giveaway.
That's how I know.
That's a good giveaway.
That's the only giveaway I've
never experienced it, so I just thought I'd ask because there's people walking around all over the place. How do you know?
Never say never, man.
People don't just walk around with high definition cameras outside of their phones these days. All right, anyway. All right, let's get to it for real. I couldn't help but notice. Since it was all over the broadcast and I was pre-warned that this was going to happen, the internet broke, social media broke. Every news network in the world covered it. Every podcast and obviously our own personal texts and mentions. You had a special guest watching the game in the Travis Kelce suite, which, by the way, could not have been up to the fire code. There were way too many people in that suite.
First of all, Jason, don't do that. All right. Our suite is regulated and safe. Okay.
That was packed to the rafters. How's it feel that Taylor Swift has finally put you on the map?
Shout out to Taylor for pulling up. That was pretty ballsy. Yeah. I just thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. You know, the friends and family, she looked amazing. Everybody was talking about her in great light. And on top of that, you know, the day went perfect for Chiefs fans. Of course, we script it all, ladies and gentlemen. It was just impressive.
It was very impressive. It was, impressive on the field. It was impressive in the box. The energy was electric.
It was absolutely like to see the slow motion chest bumps, to see the high fives with mom, to see how, you know, Chiefs Kingdom was all excited that she was there. That shit was absolutely hysterical. And it was definitely a game I'll remember. That's for damn sure. And then we just slid off in the getaway car at the end, took my Chevelle to the game, and yeah.
Got the convertible, baby. Oh, yeah.
You already know, having fun flying around, breaking all the speed limits and that thing. Shout out to Taylor for coming through and seeing me rock the stage.
Unfortunately, they turned the game off after halftime because you guys are beating the Bears so bad. But, you know, I think everybody was tuned in. Travis, I don't know if you know this, but your jersey sales are skyrocketing right now. Some would say that you might officially have broken your brother's female jersey sales, most likely. Ooh. This last weekend. They are up 400%.
400%? Jesus.
That's a big jump.
Damn. Sounds like the Swifties are also part of Chiefs Kingdom.
I mean, everybody in the world was talking about it. I mean, all across the league. I mean, everybody's talking about it.
Everyone. Literally everyone. Even Bill Belichick. Belichick, he hasn't talked much about me outside of, you know, game weeks that we've played, but he...
Dude, how about that?
Made sure to remind me that's the best catch I've ever had in my life.
Dude, that was a great line by Bill. Travis Kelce has had a lot of big catches in his career, but this would be the biggest. That was great.
Hilarious. And then you got Coach Reed telling everybody he's Cupid. He's been manifesting this the whole time.
Is there any truth to this?
I don't even know how to answer that.
What is
I know that he had met the Swift family before, so I don't know. He could have been in the background the whole time.
Did he meet him when he was still in PA?
When he was a Philly coach, yeah. That's when he met the Swift family. So
okay.
Yeah, who knows? He might have been in the background the whole time, man. Shout out to Coach Reed. God.
Dude, Coach Reed playing matchmaker?
Who knew Cupid was so big? Who else? Somebody else said something. It was fucking everybody's had something.
Pat
to fucking
after
say.
The game, oh, felt and then, like yeah, he then was... Pat
telling everybody that I'd never run the route called and getting me a touchdown for all the Swifties watching. Thanks, Pat, for
completely throwing me under the bus. Platform.
Yeah.
So this has been in the rumor mill for quite some time, and you know, I think we've been debating bringing these rumors up on the podcast or talking about it at all. And I think that you clearly have wanted to keep this thing a little bit less public. What do you have anything you want to say?
Well, one, I know I brought all this attention to me, right? I'm the one that was, I did the whole friendship bracelet thing and, you know, told everybody how butthurt I was that I didn't get to meet Taylor.
You got to shoot your shot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You miss 100% and you don't take, baby. So yeah, I think it's what's real is that, you know, it is my personal life and I want to respect both of our lives. She's not in the media as much as I am doing this show every single week and, you know, having fun during the NFL season on other guys' shows like the McAfee show and any other show that I go on from here on out. You know,
I've enjoyed every second of it.
So like you said on that Thursday night game, I'm enjoying life and I sure as hell enjoyed this weekend. So. Everything moving forward. I think me talking about sports and saying all right now will have to be kind of where I keep it.
Shout out to another one of our sponsors. State Farm helps you score an affordable price when you bundle home and auto insurance with the personal price plan.
Home and auto. Very nice. The personal price plan lets you call the plays.
Oh,
that's right,
that's
coach.
New.
So you can choose the home and auto insurance coverage that fits your needs. At the price that you can afford.
That's important. And bundling home and auto, that's a pro move and just another way to save with the State Farm Personal Price Plan.
So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer, availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. If you know one thing about this show, it's on occasion there's a giant dog sitting behind me.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And you've probably been wondering what it is that I feed that dog. Well, look no further, because I feed him. The Farmer's Dog.
Hey, the Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's developed by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from real, healthy ingredients to human food safety standards.
And my wife prefers that he eats this as opposed to the gophers in the backyard. Yeah. It's the best option for dogs at all stages of life because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's just real, healthy food.
Canned goo. Fuck, that's disgusting. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically just for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. So get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy dog food at thefarmersdog.com/newheights. Plus, you get free shipping.
That's right. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/newheights to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/newheights. Football's back, baby. And our new sponsor, True Classic, is ready for it. We all know it's hard to find a perfectly fitted, ultra-soft t-shirt.
True Classic offers this and more. Everything they make is crafted with premium fabrics at a fair price to help you look and feel fucking great anytime and anywhere. This sounds like it's right up your alley, Jason.
It does. I do love premium fabrics that are reasonably priced. For a limited time, they're giving our listeners 25% off their first purchase at trueclassic.com with offer code NEWHEIGHTS.
True Classic has completely re-engineered how t-shirts fit, creating a tighter fit around the arms and shoulders with a looser fit in the gut. That's perfect for
this. Sounds great for me.
This is fucking
this is right up my alley.
And you can choose from their t-shirts, button-ups, or even their hoodies. Whatever you choose, you can't go wrong with True Classics.
So if you're ready to make the easiest upgrade, shop now at trueclassic.com. 25% off their first purchase at trueclassic.com. That's code NEWHEIGHTS at trueclassic.com. All righty, before we move on, we got a special edition of No Dumb Questions. This No Dumb Questions is the Swifties version. We are going to answer some questions from some of our new fans and people who are going to be tuning in maybe potentially for the first time to this podcast. Because at the end of the day, this is a serious football show and we want to help. No Dumb Questions is brought to you by our friends at Accelerator Active Energy. I'm already through one. I'm on my second can. Can't get enough. I might have an addiction at this point. Question number one from at I said speak now on Twitter. What's a field goal?
Just blatant. Just not dumb questions. You got to know. Well, this when you don't move the ball. You don't advance the ball enough. Go ahead, Jason. You just give it to me. I don't know how to fucking make this shit.
Dude, it's hard. When something is so simple, it's hard to explain. Yeah. So a field goal is when you kick the ball through the uprights.
Why would you
as an
do
offense
that?
And you get 3 points? That's a field goal.
You settle for 3 points. The goal is always to get the ball in the end zone.
That's
but
true.
When you don't get the ball in the end zone and it's fourth down, typically you settle
have to make
for
a
3 points just so you can get some points on the board. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So yeah, field goal is kicking the ball from the ground through the uprights. Typically there's a holder. You could technically do a drop kick. Not as common anymore.
Not as common.
From at the mad woman is me. I feel like there's like a lot of like hidden references here that I just am not that familiar with. All right. Anyways, do you throw the ball or run with it?
Me personally, I run with it. I've thrown it before in my day.
Well, you also catch it.
Yeah, I also catch it. I've thrown the ball in my day. I've thrown a touchdown before, but I am not throwing the ball. Jason actually snaps the ball. So he
I throw the ball every snap, every play, right between my legs. Play.
Yeah, throws it right between his legs to the quarterback. Nah.
All righty, from Tessa, good riddance version, Sydney N3 on Twitter. Okay, what is a down? Is it like dropping the ball?
No.
What is a down?
A down is
A down is a down.
It's what we call...
How do you describe a down?
Oh, damn it. This is a hard-ass question. These not dumb questions have gotten really advanced.
When an offense gets the ball, they start with first down. They have four downs to get 10 yards. A down occurs when either someone has been tackled to the ground or the ball has been rendered incomplete and it moves to the next down. Unless you get 10 or more yards, then you get a fresh set of downs and you start over at first down. Does that sound right?
I hope that sounded right, because I understood everything, but I don't know if you don't know what down is.
The Swifties are getting it.
Yeah.
So a down is you get first down, and if somebody gets tackled down, then you're on your second down attempt.
You're saying so many downs. There's no way this is making sense.
If you throw the ball incomplete and the ball goes down, then you're on your third down chance.
Every time the ball is snapped, that is a down.
Yeah, a down is an attempt to get 10 yards.
There we go. Boom.
You get four of them to get 10 yards. If you don't get 10 yards in four attempts, or AKA downs, then it's a turnover.
Sounds good enough to me.
And all of this is measured by guys with chains called the chain gang.
Chain gang. Dad was a chain gang guy.
Dad was a chain gang. I did some chain gang for some freshman football, I think, back in the day too with Dad. But chains are fun. I'm glad that we still have a tactile way of measuring first downs, that it hasn't gone to like GPS measurements.
Yeah, it's like SNL doing a cue card still.
Yeah, exactly. You know
what I mean? They haven't moved on to prompters.
They try to explain it to you like it makes complete sense. You're just like, this is just some outdated method that's keeping somebody in business. You don't got to fool me.
Not just anybody in business. My guy, Wally, the legendary cue card man himself. Absolutely kills it. Yeah, he's the legend. He's a legend. He made sure I got my cue cards. So shout out to the cue cards. I thought they were pretty sweet.
All right. Next no dumb question.
At No, it's Bicky. Question, where can I watch football if I don't have ESPN or the sports channel?
The sports channel. Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Bicky is lost. All right. So they show football games on a lot of non-cable television channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. You can catch football on just about any major network at this point.
Bicky, just go to your fucking search engine. Just go to your search engine. You'll figure all of it out.
And if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it every Thursday.
If you really want to know, Bicky, you'll find it.
Yeah, it's hard to miss. From at BBabs, tight end is a real position in American football. For serious? Stop it right now.
Yeah. Tight end. You got to keep them glutes firing, man. You lose your glutes, you lose your game.
That's right. It's all about the glutes. The tight end position is, you know, just basically it's a Chippendales position. It's a position.
What the fuck? Chippendales position?
I don't know.
I don't even know where you went with that. Tight end is it's a combo position. You do a lot of what offensive linemen do, which are the big fatties like Jason. And then you do what the receivers do, which are the small, fast guys that catch the ball or receive the ball. So basically, we're like the handyman, we're the electrician, we're the plumber, we're the whatever you need done in the house, we got you. You need some drywall, we got you. You know,
that's right.
You need us to, you know, fix the faucet, we got you. You know,
you ain't fixing no faucets.
I got that.
You got the tools and everything.
Just got to turn the water off first, bud.
Yeah, tight end, I think, is a reference to a receiver
that is that
lined it up tight to the end of the line.
Yeah.
So hence the name tight end. Now it is ventured outside of that realm. Tight ends line up all over the field now. Sure, the Y position, as it's known in most playbooks. But I think that's where that name comes from, BBabs. It is not, unfortunately, it is not in reference to the Hindeen. Diltsify. Not new to football, but defenses confuse the hell out of me. What's the difference between a safety and a corner? All righty. Corner are the two outside defensive backs that guard the two receivers or play their portions of the field. Safeties are what they the name implies. They are the safety of the defense. They are the furthest.
Last line of defense.
Typically the furthest back, unless you're playing in a single high safety. And yeah, it's their job to kind of keep everything in front of them and prevent explosives.
Die right now. Explosive in big place.
All right, that was fun.
Let's keep it fucking moving, baby. There was not any dumb question there.
I feel like sometimes when you played something for so long and you've...
It's hard to talk about it in the elementary level. It's hard to be like,
yeah, well, how do you... What's a down? How do I describe a down? How do I describe...
We're asking the wrong questions.
Yeah.
We're...
that was good. Thanks, Swifties. Thanks for making that possible.
Yeah.
All righty.
Players' insights on NFL storylines. Trav... This is my name. Moving on from all of that to round up all the big week three news, the biggest headlines from week three. Only three teams advanced to 3-0, the Eagles, 49ers, and Dolphins. With a fucking blowout win. The Bills defense held the Washington Commanders to 3 points. Fighting Bienemies, you guys got them boys next, man.
We do. We do.
You put up 3 points, you can be pretty motivated for the next one. So.
Yeah, they're gonna be hard at work this week to get that corrected for sure.
Packers came back from being down 17-0 in the fourth quarter to win. The Colts with what I thought was upset. I didn't see that coming. 50-yard field goal to force overtime against the Ravens, and then made another field goal to win the game. So
Shane Steichen, Gardner Minshew, getting it done.
Finding a way at the end of ball games, man. Gone. Steelers held off a late Raiders comeback on Sunday Night Football. Shout out to Jimmy. Hopefully he's good. Steelers, man, tell you what, man, it's a tough fucking team, man. That is a tough team. How about their situation? I saw a tweet from Cam Hayward talking about, hey, man, you mind giving me a lift back to Pittsburgh? I guess in their flight back, they had to get an emergency landing.
Oh, no.
So they landed in Kansas City coming from Vegas. Dang, man. If you'd have shot me a text, I'd have made sure I had some barbecue for the boys, man. Barbecue and beers waiting for after a big win over the Raiders, you know? Help us out in that division.
That'd be good.
Cardinals upset the Cowboys. How about that?
Yeah, that was the biggest surprise of the week, unquestionably.
Holy shit.
The Cowboys were the highest point differential in the NFL. Offense has been humming all season, and Jonathan Gannon and the Cardinals step up and get their first win of the season. Big win for the Cardinals.
Dobbs, baby. Butch Jones product. All right now. The biggest headline, though, as we all know, Dolphins score 70 fucking points in a blowout over the Broncos. Man, I can only just imagine how the Broncos felt. Like, what in the fuck?
I mean,
Miami recorded seven. Oh my gosh. Miami recorded 726 yards of offense on their 70-20 win against the Broncos, which is fucking mind blowing.
This feels like it's like a Madden like stat sheet and score. Like, I have never in my life heard these numbers. The fourth team in NFL history to score at least 70 points in a game. I didn't even know four other teams did this.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was possible.
Last time a team scored 70 points in the NFL was 1966.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Washington
beat
the Giants.
That is so outrageous.
Holy shit.
Yeah, 1966, Washington beat the Giants 72-14. And that's the record, ladies and gentlemen, 72 points. They were just 2 points shy. And
what
maybe even makes this story even more dynamic is they had a chance to beat it. They could have kicked a 44-yard field goal with 33 seconds left, and they decided to kneel it. Coach Mike McDaniels quoted as saying, I will be fine being second-guessed by turning down NFL records. I would hope that if the shoe was on the other foot, the opponent would feel the same way. I'm not believing any of this. I don't think he knew that the record was that close. Otherwise, he would have kicked that field goal. Because I think, no.
No, it's Mike McDaniel. He knows that. You know, he's like,
you think he knows
stats,
that?
He understands. He's smart. He's
you think genius. Somebody was telling him on the sideline? Like,
he
hey,
knows this type of shit. Yeah, I mean, for sure. I just thought it was awesome that he was once the ball boy for the Broncos.
That it does make the storyline even
dude,
that much more
that
dynamic.
Make it fucking bonkers. I did hear, I think I also heard that he tried to, what is it? He tried to get an interview for the head coaching job.
With the Broncos?
With the Broncos 2 years ago, before he went to,
before they hired, Hackett?
and the Broncos denied the interview.
They didn't think he was a very good ball boy.
This guy can't talk even about get us the dude at the right time. After all this,
they denied him the interview, and he still knelt it. Dude, what a good dude.
Gosh.
I don't believe it. I don't think he knew.
100% knew.
Dude, I'm kicking that field goal. Yeah, are you right. Kicking the field goal?
He took a big puff of that freaking vape and was just like,
fuck it.
Kneel it. Let me chill out real quick, man. Fuck that. Peyton's going to fucking kill me for this. Nah, he was, I think it was out of respect. You know what I mean? That's just pouring salt in the wound at that point. And it's just like, now you're doing it for the wrong intentions, I think. And I'm with McDaniels on this one.
I'm for sure kicking it.
Dude, you're such a liar, dude. You're such a liar.
I got to have that record. Come on. You have a chance to break a record that's been in place since 1966. What, you're going to, you put up 70 points and then now all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, let's take it easy on him. Like, you already put up 70 points, 726 yards. Now we're going to have mercy in the last seconds.
It's too much. Dude, if I'm getting whooped like that and a team kicks a field goal like that, I don't care if there's 2 seconds left in the game. I'm getting kicked out of that game. I'm doing something. I just can feel like frustration just piling up on me as we talk about it. I can only imagine being over there, man. I feel bad for all the guys on the Broncos I'm cool with, man, because that shit probably fucking sucked.
Coach definitely took the high road. And it's not surprising. The firepower that the Dolphins have.
They did it without Jalen Waddle.
How much speed do they have? They got Mostert, Arcane.
When Tyreek was here, we had the fucking Legion of Zoom.
We don't even need to talk about the fastest guy in the freaking league, Tyreek Hill.
This is the fastest group of individuals I've ever seen assembled. They got a full-on track team right now.
It is outrageous how much speed is on that team, and they are humming. Holy cow. Hats off. That is very impressive.
All right, now let's give some stamps to some people taking their games to new heights in week 3 of the NFL season, or just anywhere we think we want to shine the light. New Heights Stamp of the Week is brought to you by State Farm.
Hey, like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
Can we talk about how good it is that State Farm is like a good neighbor? Because everybody hates a bad neighbor. So I think it's good that they put like a good neighbor.
Yeah.
Because they just said like a neighbor.
They thought about that one, didn't they?
They thought that through. Because if it would have been like a neighbor, half of the country would be like, yeah, I fucking hate my neighbors.
Shout out to everybody that's Jason's neighbor. He fucking hates you.
I love my neighbors.
Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All righty. Who you got, Trev?
I'm keeping it in the tight end world, even though I wanted to give a big shout out to, I'd still give a big shout out to our fucking show, Farrell Brown.
Hey!
Big shout out, Farrell Brown, Cleveland guy, east side of Cleveland guy, Brush High School, holding it down for the Patriots, getting a huge game, but I got to go with my guy, Sam Laporta.
Laporta.
Rookie tight end for the Lions, man. Graduated from tight end U this summer. I actually got to meet him.
He's a graduate?
Yeah, no, I got to meet him.
Bachelor's or master's?
Bachelor's. This is just his first time through.
Just his first year. Bachelor.
8 receptions for 84 yards, 1 tutty in the Lions 20-6 win over the Falcons. The first rookie tight end in NFL history with at least 5 receptions in each of his first 3 career games. This guy's off to a huge start. Iowa Hawkeye, I believe. Laporta has 18 receptions this season, the most receptions by a tight end in their first. This guy's just breaking every rookie record right now. So we'll see what he ends up with, but it looks like he's gonna take over my guy Kyle Pitts' rookie record of 1,000 and something yards that he beat my dicker with.
Well, dude.
Shout out to fucking Sam Laporta for starting out hot.
Getting off to a good start.
Especially in his career, man. Congrats on taking your game to new heights.
What is it about certain universities that they're just adept at putting out certain positions? When I think Wisconsin, it's like, yeah, they're putting out some O-linemen, maybe some D-linemen.
Some linebackers.
I feel like they have a tight end coming out like every, you know what I mean?
Right now, there are a lot of tight ends. Yeah. I mean, Dallas Clark, George Kittle, Noah Fant.
Kirk Ferentz is, you can't forget about the legendary Dallas Clark.
That was the first guy I said.
My bad. I thought you were talking about current guys.
No, but that's what I'm saying. They got a fuck ton of guys in the league right now. Might have taken over tight end you right now. I think when I was growing up, it was ND, Notre Dame. Miami had a like a decade of just pumping out some tight ends with Greg Olsen.
Shockey Olsen.
But yeah, right now, I think I hate to say it, man. I think the Hawkeyes right now got the league on hold right now in the tight end room.
All righty.
Shout out to Sam.
Shout out, Sam. Congrats on taking your game to new heights. I feel like almost sacrilegious not picking Mike McDaniel, because he just put up 70 points in what might be the most impressive offensive performance I've ever been a witness to in my entire life. But I'm going to be the homer, and I'm going to go with my former defensive coordinator and current Cardinals head coach, Jonathan Gannon.
Jay Gannon.
Because this one might have been even more surprising. I think the Cardinals have largely struggled this year, and they're facing the red-hot Dallas Cowboys, who got off to a tremendous start, and somehow they pull off the upset.
Any given Sunday, baby.
With Jonathan Gannon and a lot of former teammates, quite honestly, kept the Cowboys' high-powered offense to just 16 points, getting their first win of the season and over one of the probably the hottest team in the NFC outside of maybe the 49ers before that game. So
he's familiar with the Cowboys, man.
He is.
Had a feeling he knew how to beat them, or know, at least knew how to attack.
Philadelphia did not end well with Jonathan Gannon. I wonder if he has worked in some kind of good graces. Maybe Philadelphia can like him for just a week. Because if there's anything I know Philadelphia likes more, it's when the Dallas Cowboys lose, if I'm being honest. That's right, pretty much all Philadelphia cares about.
Shout out to Jonathan Gannon for taking his game to new heights.
And being welcomed back in Philadelphia, potentially. All right, that wraps up another episode of New Heights. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube to the New Heights channel so you can follow us whenever new episodes come out. And remember, 92%ers, make sure you check out our special guest episode with Chris Stone Cold Jones dropping this Friday. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by our friends over at Accelerator Active Energy Drink.
Ooh,
that I just couldn't live life without. Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with 1S. And thank you to our production and crew. As always, you guys just make us look 10 times better than what we really are. To the 92%ers, thanks for always tuning in, baby.
Peace.